going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is the member draft party tonight as we get ready for the first round of the NFL draft. And we ready. I hope that the Falcons are going to impress us with the players that they ultimately select. But we have some news, guys, as we start the 5 o'clock hour about what potentially may go down tonight.
I heard they sounded this news, Carl.
First and foremost, Texans make a trade. 2025 fifth-round pick. 2027 fifth-round pick. They trade with the Browns, who in return give up a sixth-round pick, 2025, 2 sixths and a seventh. Mike, so first trade of the night. Again, nothing in the first or second rounds, but you see the Texans and the Browns making a deal. Now, here's the other thing that we're hearing, and this is coming from Diana Rossini, who says that Andrew Berry with the Browns has been fielding calls at number two, and many believe he's willing to move a few spots back because the Browns are hoping to gain a few picks.
Ah.
So a few spots back, what are we talking? They have the number two overall pick. You're coming to get number two, you're giving up a haul. And if they are going to cut a deal before the start of the draft, we are going to see. But apparently Andrew Berry seriously considering doing this tonight. So we may see some movement at the top of this draft.
Look, we've talked about teams trading down, trading up. Is somebody going to come up? And the big question for us is, funny, we were just talking to a minority owner of the Falcons earlier. And for what it's worth, he said maybe a long night. So see what that – whatever that means to you. Does that mean we're going to try to trade back into the first round? Does that mean we're going to trade down? But either way, we'd love to find a partner. But as Terry Fontenot told the media earlier this week, and it wasn't like he was sandbagging, Carl, it's just you need to find somebody to work with. Yeah, we all want to trade down to get more picks in the second and third round, but you got to find somebody.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this before we get into a few things that Terry Fontenot said as we are live in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Coming up in less than 15 minutes, guys, our conversation with Steve Weiss from NFL Network. Also, you will hear our buddy Charles Davis later this hour talking about some of the potential prospects that the Falcons may end up taking. How much faith do you have in this front office to get it right tonight? Because, Mike, last year we shocked the world. Everybody was blown away.
I shocked the world, all right.
I don't think they're going to do that this year, okay? I don't think they're going to do that. But how much faith right now, you driving your car, you're on your way home, you're headed down here, you're going to buddy's house. Mike, you're listening to this show on a computer. How much faith do you have in this front office?
50-50, man. Coin flip. Coin flip. I mean, I'll be straight with you?
Yes.
I mean, at 15, it's not a prime position. We're in the middle of the pack. You know, I mean, it's considered to have a couple of elites, but mostly it's worker bees and strong starters, which is something we need. But I don't know if we're going to be able to find that impactful player. I love Mykael Williams. I like Mike Green. I like Ezeraku from BC. I'd be happy with any of those three. But, I mean, I hope that we're not going to be throwing another curveball tonight, brother.
I hope
not. I mean, D-tackle. Now, you and I have not talked a lot about D-tackle, but there are some really good D-tackles, and that is an area of need for this team. Edge rush is the sexy position, but we are thin, and we have the same guys that haven't been great against the run, to your point, in the middle.
Yeah, we got to beef up our D-line. I would love to see us get, in no particular order, by the way, because it's all going to depend on how these guys shake out. But I want to see us go get an edge guy, obviously, and go get a big defensive tackle. There are tons of difference makers at defensive tackle in this draft. It's which ones the Falcons feel like are the guys that they want to go get. Can I hear Terry talk about the need in this draft versus availability at 15? Again, he says you don't want to reach. We hear this every year, and he's right. Again, you don't want to just say, hey, we absolutely have to go get an edge rusher,
right,
even though this guy may not be the guy. We're going to go get this one instead of making the right pick. Here's Terry Fontenot.
You look at all that, and look, we know there are specific needs as you go into the draft, but you still have to go in there with a mindset to make the football team better. We want to take impact players off the board, but yet you do have to, like you're saying, Led, look at the entire draft, the total picture, and assess players that you feel like you can get at different parts of the draft, and looking at kind of the strengths of the draft and determining other teams and where runs are going to happen in the draft. So it's all a part of it. We just have to take impact players off the board at the end of the day and make sure we're effective.
That is our own Terry Fontenot. Obeck at the studio, give me the sounder again, please. Because we have apparently more developing news potentially that could happen.
Testify.
The Bears are making calls to attempt to trade up. Their general manager is apparently interested, and a lot of GMs I've heard are, in Ashton Jeanty.
Giddy up.
And the Bears are trying to move up, Mike. They are picking 10th.
Right.
So they are trying to –
snake the Raiders. You got to get ahead of the Raiders at 7.
I totally agree with you. And I just hit James up, who is a Raiders fan. He says, I'm sitting here waiting to see what my first round pick is going to be. I think Jeanty to the Raiders at 6. So could the Bears be the team that could be talking with Andrew Berry and the Browns? And the Browns are looking to move back to 10 and the Bears move to 2? No way to go get Jeanty?
Because the other thing is, and this is kind of a left fielder, but it's come out the last 48 hours, is the new general manager, new head coach in Jacksonville.
Yes.
Looking to stabilize Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence, and Ashton Jeanty to the Jaguars. So then you get to, all right, so you got to trade all the way up to the Patriots at 4?
It's a lot, man.
Because the Patriots have been interested in, they've been interested in Travis Hunter, should he fall? I mean, Vrabel, he wants meat and potatoes on the line. But, yeah, the Browns all of a sudden, that's crazy, isn't
it? It is. And again, because the Browns are not taking a quarterback, right, we think. Right. And here's the other part about
Giants
this.
Giants are kind of linked to Abdul Carter and not Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, but you're giving up Travis Hunter at 2?
Giddy up.
You're going to do
the best
that.
Athlete in the draft.
And again, none of this has happened. This is all, again, stuff right. That's just percolating right now. But, guys, this is why the draft is so interesting.
Unless I got a handshake with Jacksonville, you know. And
we'll see.
And, I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
But the Raiders, the one team that keeps coming up, though, is Ashton Jeanty
to the Raiders. Yeah. And, Mike, I would not give up getting Travis. Travis Hunter is the best player in this draft. I'm not giving up a chance to get Travis Hunter because I want to move back a few spots.
They're not getting too cute.
He's going to be gone. Yes.
Right.
He's going to be gone. So, that's interesting. All right, as we talk about the Falcons, guys, and again, there's so many potential options for us tonight and many ways that we could go. But again, defense. And, Mike, I want you to say it again so I can fuss at you. Mm-hmm. You say there is a small percentage, we can't count it out, that this team could tonight somehow draft offense again. You got to be crazy.
Well, I just think as a fan, you got to just for 1 minute, all right, not if you're driving because you probably drive off the road, but just think for a second about who's going to protect Michael Penix's blind side. Because if you look at where the Falcons are, we're going to need to score 4 touchdowns minimum every game to win because our defense is not going to get fixed in one draft pick and one draft. We've got too many holes. I like Leonard Floyd, and I'm a big fan. I think he's going to be a big contributor this year. But you've got to remember, guys, if you can't protect Michael Penix Jr., we're dead in the water. So a lot of folks feel that Armon Membo is going to be gone. Will Campbell likely gone. But do we like offensive tackle out of Texas? And you and I have talked about this. A couple of guys have had us, now again, not here in Atlanta, but nationwide saying maybe we need to protect our quarterback. And maybe we trade down, and it's Kelvin Banks out of Texas. And we could trade down and probably pull that off.
I do think
And then
right
maybe get an
that.
Impact edge rusher in the second round.
We could trade back and acquire more picks.
Unless an elite tackle, the top 3 guy is there.
Yes. I just don't like it.
Nobody likes it.
Everything you're saying is not inaccurate.
I mean, if Penix Jr. is a greasy spot in his, you know, remember, he'll be starting his 4th game, right, when we start the season. If you can't protect him, if he's looking up at the roof here at Mercedes-Benz, we're dead in the water. You know, we're just dead. You've got to be able to score points and protect Penix Jr. Just something that I know I've been flogging it, but if Will Campbell somehow was there, man. Then you got a guy who's the heir apparent to Jake. And again, the right side is the blind side, hopefully for a decade or longer, if Penix is the man.
All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell, 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell, 929. Again, we will have you covered throughout the evening as our own Mike Conti, along with the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer will be here live at Mercedes-Benz taking you through the first round, guys, and it's going to be interesting. Again, phones are working. I'm not talking about our phones. I'm talking about around the NFL. And it's crazy because this is when this starts. And, Mike, the other part of this discussion, because we got to address this before we get a chance to hear from Steve Weiss, who joined us this week. The Kirk Cousins thing, guys, is still looming. There is a chance that this could play out this weekend, okay? We don't know what team that might be. There's only a select few teams that we could really do a deal with at this point with the way things have played out this offseason. But I'm just telling you, that is also out there as you watch the draft and you see things that are playing out. Mike said it. Maybe Saturday when you know, we're like, man, it's been incredible. And all of a sudden, we've made a move and somebody has came and we've gotten this deal done with Kirk Cousins. I'm not saying it's going to. I'm saying this is the time that it could happen.
Right. So the idea that maybe you they're never going to say, hey, we'd like you to come over and take Kirk Cousins and basically we'll give him away for next to nothing and we'll eat $27 million and maybe you can kick us in the nuts on the way out. Thank you. No, they're not going to say that. But the reality of it is it gets back to what you and I were talking about. You're basically going to be paying some money to get maybe, if you're hoping best, to sixth-round pick. There's just nothing that because teams don't have to. There's probably teams out there, depending on what goes on with the quarterback selection this weekend, that may feel, hey, they're just going to cut him. And we'll wait. And we'll wait till they cut Kirk Cousins. You think it's going to be post-June 1.
I still think that's around when things finally get finalized. But this is when teams get active and they go, hey, we're not in the quarterback business. We're going to miss out on the guy that we want. What's the other option?
If Aaron Rodgers retires or tries to go to Minnesota and the Steelers can't get Shedeur Sanders, whoever they are, then maybe the Steelers call us on maybe Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Or Saturday. That's something to think about.
Give me the sounder one more time here before we get to Steve Weiss. Broncos and Texans are attempting to move up in this draft, Mike. Giants apparently are trying to acquire a second-round pick.
Oh.
And at the back end of the round. So the Giants are trying to maneuver. They have an early pick. But we already know the second round, if you go look at the second round, the Giants, they pick early in the second round as well. But the Broncos and Texans attempting to move up in the draft. How far, we don't know.
Right. And by the way, we've touched on everything all month long, every single angle. We did spend time earlier in the month of March, actually, talking about the corner. Because they did give Mike Hughes a good-sized contract. And statistically, I know those PFF numbers kind of confuse people. He is one of the better corners in the league. Do you still think corner's in play for us in the first round?
I don't.
I know the fans would not like it with all the edge rushers we've been touting, but just a thought. I know that, you know, Will Johnson scares me because I don't even know what he is.
No.
I know what he was in college, but he hasn't been able to run the last 3 months.
I think his value, or at least his projection, is slipping a little bit. He's still got a first-round grade on him. Second round, by the way, Friday, it is Browns, Giants, Titans. That's pick 33, 34, 35. So right now, maybe the Giants are looking to trade that pick.
Right.
And acquire some more picks. All right, guys, we got a lot more to dive into. Steve Weiss stopped by the show. Hear what he has to say to us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.